Samoa, what surprised you the most?
I guess what hit me the most is the condition of the factory that the workers were in. The factory was surrounded by fence and barbed wire on top and on the bottom, and they have a chain link fence around the whole factory and dormitory compound. The gate has a guard shack where the guard sit and control the worker movement in and out of the factory. The factory are made of tin panels with tin roof. It's really hot. The temperature over there is regularly 90 degrees, and inside the factory or the dormitory, it reaches way over 100 degrees.
Yeah. It's a contemporary form of slavery, they call it slave labor. But they don't prosecute them, cause it's how they make paper. When you rocking that fly shit that's made in China, by an 8-year-old child trying to feed his mama, he exposed to contamination and disease. And only 55% of them will get degrees. And the women have to try to placate the boss, because it's sex discrimination in the labor force. The slave master only let them speak in sign language, and they suffering from lung disease and eye damage. 14-hour shifts, 7 days a week, two shitty meals a day, very little sleep. Human life only worth 3 cents an hour. All human rights lost, no sense of power. What did 400 years in the grave pass us? Only the improved cleverness of slave masters.
Is life worth living if you living in hell? When the mind is confined to a prison or cell, and the lies they devise in a system that fell, but I expect the system to fail. Is life worth living if you living in hell? When the mind is confined to a prison or cell, and the lies they devise in a system that fell, but I expect the system to fail.
Many Chinese workers are forced to sign secret